The Anderson Family.
But Oliver's sister Betty has a chaise longue in her bedroom. What'll she think of us with an old boudoir chair in there?
Now, look, Mary, we can't remodel a house and refurnish it every time one of your relatives takes it into their head to follow up a wire with a personal appearance.
Uh-oh, here we go again, folks.
Now let's visit the Andersons. Well, this whole thing started when Mary Anderson's sister, Betty, announced that she was coming to visit them. She arrives tomorrow. Mary wants the sister's room to have a chaise longue in it because Betty has one. Oliver can't see buying special furniture just to impress the sister, so as we open, it's breakfast time in the Anderson home, and they're waiting for Junior to come to the table.
Junior! Junior! He'll be right here, Oliver.
I hope so. I'd like to eat.
Well, just go ahead. Here are some of those crimpy, crunchy corn clusters.
Oh, no, not those things again.
You're on the last five boxes now, Oliver, and you just have to help us clean them up.
I've been meaning to ask, why did you buy these corn shavings, Mary?
Junior wanted them.
Well, he never eats them.
I know. He wanted the plain models in the box.
I see. Well, bring me the plain models. They can't taste any worse than these things.
Well, they're good with cream, Oliver.
What? What on earth is that boy doing up there?
I don't know. He's had that mattress fixed and does something about diving or something.
Well, you'd better check. He's missing that mattress.
Junior! Hurry, dear!
Look, before he shows up, this sister Betty...
Now, Oliver, we've gone all over that. I simply want the chaise longue so Betty will realize I, too, know how to furnish a bedroom.
Well, it isn't worth it, Mary. Those things are out of sight. And I just spent all the money I'm going to want.
Yes, I know you did.
And I'll bet your sister doesn't even know how to get on and off one of those things.
Be a funny man if you wish, Oliver.
Well,
I'm determined to have my home furnished in a modern manner.
A chaise longue, a chaise longue, a chaise lounge. It's just a long chair. That's all it is.
Chaise longue, dear. Look, Oliver, I don't ask for many things, but one thing I'm going to have is a chaise longue.
Yeah, and I'll bet you do, too.
Morning, Mom. Hi, Pop.
Good morning, Junior.
Something wrong?
No, Junior. Eat your breakfast.
Everything all right at the office, Pop?
Yes, everything's all right at the office.
Uh-huh. Just thought I'd ask.
Sit down, Junior. Don't breathe over your father's shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. I was just looking at the want ads, Mom.
Well, sit down and eat your breakfast. I just can't put the old chair back in that room, Oliver.
But, Mary, I don't have $15 or $20 just to throw out the window.
$15 or $20? You can't buy a chaise longue for less than $50, Oliver.
Junior! Stop making so much noise when you eat.
Me? Pop, did you show Mom that ad in the paper?
Ad?
Yeah, chaise longue. You know, never out of the crate. $16.50.
No, I didn't. I'll go to the furniture store and buy what we need. Then we know what we're getting.
This isn't your problem, Junior.
No, that's right. All you have to do is tell me where to get the $50.
Well, you always seem to find $50 when you need a motor overhaul or something.
Well, that's different. I use the car in my business. The room is a different thing. You only use it at night and in the dark. Who cares what kind of furniture you have in it?
I can loan you a few dollars, Dad. I found out how to open my bank without a screwdriver.
How? I mean, you leave that money in there. It's yours. I can take care of the family expenses.
Well, you have that letter from the finance company.
Yeah, I know, but maybe I can think of something else.
Well, Pop, wouldn't Mr. Meister loan you a few more dollars?
A few more?
Well, Junior just means that $3 I borrowed from Homer to get a fishing license.
You borrowed money from Homer Meister?
Well...
Oliver Anderson, did you pay him back?
Of course I paid him back. But Homer wouldn't have any money. That is, big money like you need.
Yeah, the heck he hasn't.
Such talk, Junior, the heck he hasn't. How do you know?
Well, when I was helping Mrs. Meister over there, she showed me $200 they had in a trunk.
That's all right. That's their savings. I just won't let the neighbors know we need money.
Oh, I could work it so they wouldn't know, Mary.
I just won't have it, Oliver. Suppose he refuses. Then how would you feel?
He won't refuse me. That is, if I can get him to open the trunk.
Oh, no, you couldn't, Oliver.
Well, now, that's a fine thing. You act like I'm going to steal it. I'm good for $50.
Well, I don't want you to get that money from Homer. I won't have Martha knowing we need money.
Well, Martha won't know it. I'll give it back to him on the 10th.
I wish you wouldn't ask Homer.
Oh, don't be silly. Homer, do anything for me.
Well, then I don't know human beings.
Well, that could be possible. Yeah, well, I'll have to hurry, Mary. If I'm going to see Homer. Now, wait a minute, Mary. Don't leave.
Oh, I've never been so humiliated in my life.
Hey, what's wrong with Mom?
I don't know, Junior. She seems upset.
Yeah. You know, Pop, it's things like this that makes me wonder if marriage is what it's cracked up to be.
Why, Junior, I'm surprised. Don't you ever let me hear you talk that way again, young man.
Oh, gee, what?
Your mother's a very, very happy woman.
Well, sure, I know that, but she has such funny ways of showing it.
Now, look, when you grow up, Junior, and you're the head of a house like I am...
Like you are?
Well, I mean, when you're married and happy, you'll find these little things come up now and then, and...
Yeah, but Mom thinks you're not going to get the furniture.
Yeah, I know.
But you are going to get it, aren't you, Pop?
Yeah. Hi, Homer.
Oh, well, bus, McGallises, if it ain't Oliver.
Sure.
Come on in, feller.
Oh, can't stay, Homer. Just thought I'd drop over.
Close the door, Homer.
Oh.
Come on in. Marthy's cleaning up a bit. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Marthy.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
How's Mary?
Sit down. Fine. Sit down, Oliver. Sit down.
You got them cans and things to take out, Homer.
Oh, I know it. Dag nabbit, can't a feller rest for just 1 minute? Huh?
I see you got that room finished, Oliver.
Yeah, all fixed up and ready to furnish.
Oh, you getting new stuff?
Oh, well, just a couple of pieces. Mary wants a chaise lounge.
New furniture is out of sight. Mm-hmm. Does she know that?
Oh, sure. All I know is she's going to get it.
Where is she getting it?
Oh, well, we haven't decided yet.
Why don't you get it at the down-of-flight department store?
Yes, that's where we always trade. They're so nice there.
Yeah, they got real good buys down there, Oliver. Mm. Where's some of the stuff you can hardly tell from new.
Mm-hmm. We bought that rocker right there from them.
Oh, we did.
$7.75.
$8, Marthy.
Well, with the tax, yes.
Yeah, yep.
My, we got hold of a new salesman. Heavens, he didn't know where anything was.
Yeah, he sure didn't. Oliver, just sit in this chair and see how comfortable it is.
Well, don't have much time.
That's it. See how she sits?
Yeah.
Gosh, they wanted $15 for the same thing at the Regal department store.
Well, I got to get my dishes done. And you better get them cans emptied, Homer.
Yep. Oh, that woman, Oliver. Right away, Marthy. Hey, don't she rock good, Oliver, huh?
Oh. Yeah, it's a little noisy. Don't some of the newer chairs have springs in them?
Oh, well, I guess a fella could get springs in them if he was foolish enough to pay for more stuff like that.
Well, of course, we aren't going to spend much, and I suppose I should wait until I get my check. I don't have quite enough right this minute.
Yep. There's no use going in debt, is there? Huh?
Of course, I could. Borrow it, I suppose.
Yeah. That'd be kind of foolish, though. I think I'd wait if it was me.
Oh, it'd only come to $100 or so. I'd be willing to pay a $5 bonus for a week.
Oh, nope. If I was you, I wouldn't do it, Oliver.
Hmm?
No, sirree. That Johnson fella around the corner, He wanted me to loan him $20.
Did,
huh? Oh, me. As though I'd loan anybody money.
Well, guess a fella can't loan something he doesn't have.
Oh, no, it weren't that.
What, huh?
I got it all right. Darn sight more than 20, too.
Yeah, but you don't dare touch it.
Oh, don't dare touch it. It's mine, ain't it?
Yeah, but I was thinking of Martha.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, Martha.
If I really wanted to take it, I could.
You know, Homer, look, that's one thing about you. I was telling Mary this morning, I said, Homer, yes, sir, Homer can certainly handle women.
That's what you said, huh?
Yes, sir.
What did Mary say, huh?
Well, I don't remember exactly. Nope. But I do know this, Homer. If you came over to my place and asked me to loan you $100, Mary wouldn't stop me.
Well, that's because you're like I am.
And what's more, I'd loan it to you, too, if you needed it.
Yep. I believe you would, Oliver, yep.
And I know you'd loan me $100 if I needed it.
Of course, I kind of have
and
to...
And Marthy couldn't stop you, neither.
Well, no. No, guess she couldn't if I really put my foot right down.
Okay, now look, Homer. I need $100 till the 10th. But like I told Mary, Martha won't let him loan it to me. But Mary sticks up for you, of course.
Oh, she does.
So I told her I'd drop over and see you first.
Well, now, wait.
Wait.
Yeah. You want me to loan you $100, huh?
Well, yeah, roughly, that's the idea.
Yeah. When I look, give me your ear. Get right up close.
Huh?
I'll do it.
You will?
Yeah, if I can get it out the trunk.
Oh, no. You get in trouble.
Oh, no. Me? Oh, no. You guess again, Oliver.
Sure you won't?
I ain't getting in no trouble at all.
Sure you're able to do it now, Homer?
Well, look, I'll tell you what you do. You just go on out in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, and keep Marthy gabbing, get her talking, and till I get it out the trunk.
But I'm afraid you'll get in trouble.
No. Now, look, you do as I say, no, and I'll sneak in the closet. Quiet as a mouse.
Now, don't stumble over it.
Yeah, no. She won't even know I'm in there.
I'll get back to you before she knows it's gone.
Yep. That's right. Now, look, you go on and you keep old Marthy gabbing now.
Yeah, but I feel funny about this, Homer. Gee, Marthy, your kitchen looks nice since you had it painted.
It ain't painted. Just cleaned is all.
Marthy, Mary wanted me to thank you for that jar of figs.
Well, I don't believe in wasting nothing. It's the only way to get ahead. Where's Homer?
Homer? Why, in the other room.
Homer? He didn't go out, did he?
Don't think so, no.
Maybe I'd better go see. He's always sneaking out to the pool room every time the back's turned.
Oh, no, I know he didn't go out, Martha. I think he's hunting for something.
Oh, so that's what he's doing.
Oh, my hand!
I knew if I set that trap, I'd catch myself a rat.
Oh, Dad, never get this contraption off my fingers.
So that's what you were doing, Fooling around that old trunk again.
Oh, quit blabbering, Marthy, and turn me loose.
Hold still now.
Oh, they're most cut off, Marthy.
Good enough for you. Oh. What you hunting for in there?
Hey, what's it to you?
Nothing. Only if you're looking for the money, Homer, it's in the bank.
Now back to the Anderson family. Well, Oliver failed to get the $100 loan from his neighbor, Homer Meister, to buy the new furniture for the added bedroom. So he returns home to try once more to talk Mary out of getting the things until he gets his check.
Oliver?
Yes, it's me.
Where you been, Pop?
Why?
Oh, nothing. Is Mrs. Meister still mad?
Oliver, did you get that money from Homer?
I did not.
Well, I'm glad. I called the Regal department store and they have just what I want. A chaise longue.
Yeah, but they're pretty high. Homer told me about another place. Better prices.
But I found out that you can get a charge account at the Regal, and you won't have to borrow the money, Oliver.
No. I like to pay cash for things.
But it's so simple, Oliver, and their furniture is so much better than most places.
Better than the Down-a-Flight department store?
That rat hole?
Huh?
Junior, such talk.
Why should you spend two prices for everything? I tell you, we can't afford their prices at
all
the
Regal. All right, Oliver, as you say, we'll go to the store of your choice. But I don't think it's right.
Gee, Mom, you really want that stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do. The only way to get is to get it and go right down now and do it.
Okay, it's a deal.
Oh, now who on earth is calling?
Oh, Homer, come on in.
Well, hello, Mary. Oliver wanted me to go downtown with him and kind of introduce him around. You know, I know most of the people at the down-to-flight store and save him some money.
Well, yep. I was just talking to Oliver about it.
Oh, hi, Homer. We're just going downtown.
Well, that's Hanky Dory's home, I...
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Meister.
Hello, Sprout. My, you're getting to be a big boy. Pretty soon you'll grow up and be just like your dad, won't you?
Homer asked you a question, Junior.
Uh-huh, I know.
Oh, me. Didn't I see you cutting Lacey's lawn after school yesterday, Squirt?
Yeah, made $2.
Yep.
And added to what I already saved, that makes $30.
My, what's wrong with your hand, Homer? Hurt it?
Why, yes, it did. Loose hinge on a trunk.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, Oliver, you ready?
Right away. But, Mary, look, before we go, if we don't come out all right, don't feel too badly.
Well, at least we tried, didn't we?
Ah, that's the spirit. Well, come on, Homer, I guess.
Well, now you be a good boy, Junior. I'll be home in a couple of hours.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, we'll be back sooner than that. Won't take 10 minutes to buy the lounge and make all the arrangements.
Well, then, I guess we're ready.
Now, look here. I just want to tell you, folks, let me handle this for you, and I can save you money. If I can get him to shave the price a bit, it's in the bag.
Well, here we are, Homer. Down a flight department store.
Yep. Now, let's see. Oh, boy. I'm kind of turned around a little bit here.
We could just ask this gentleman over here.
Oh, I guess he's the floor walker.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me. Are you the floor walker?
I am not. I'm the manager. I watch the floor walkers.
Oh. Well, are those two men standing over there, floor walkers?
They are not. They're stockholders.
Oh.
They're watching me.
Hmm. I see you're new here.
We'd like to find a chaise longue.
Oh? Tired?
Tired? Well, no, I just want to buy one.
Well, I've only been here 2 days. I'm not onto things yet, but I'll try. Now, let's see, a studio couch.
No, a chaise longue.
Oh, I do wish you wanted the studio couch. I could save you so much time.
How?
Well, I know where they are.
Oh.
However, I'll go along with you. We're a bit short of help, and I'm tired of standing.
Well, look, Mary, maybe we shouldn't disturb this gentleman.
I told you they treated you right here.
Oh.
Well, suppose we look at some.
Of course, certainly. Right this way. We'll start in the chiffoniers and work our way through to chaise longues. We can't miss.
Now, look, we don't want anything too expensive.
But we want it to be good.
Well, make up your mind. You can't have both.
Oh.
Now, right this way through woolens.
Yeah, go right ahead. We'll follow you.
Hey, Oliver.
What is it, Homer?
Oh, nice-looking gal in the perfume over there. Hey, been giving me a sweet smile.
Probably behind on her quota for the day. You better forget it.
Oh, tain't serious. I'll just lead her on and then drop her.
Hmm.
Well, I'll see you before you go, Oliver.
Where's Homer going?
Oh, he just wants to smell around the perfume.
Oh. Are the chaise longues on this floor?
Well, I hope so. But if they're not, we'll find them. Chin up. Right through underwear now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ah, here we are. Oh, here's a beauty.
Well.
How does this strike you?
Well, that's a studio couch for the living room.
Well, after all, you didn't tell me in which room you were going to use it, did you?
A chaise longue in the bedroom.
Oh. Well, then we better get over in beds. Just across the aisle here.
Oh, look, Oliver. There's a chaise longue. Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, it's kind of nice. How much is this one here?
This one?
Yeah.
I'll look at the price tag.
We've got nothing to trade in now. There's a clean deal on it.
Hmm. Why, it says $377.88.
Oh, rather an expensive item.
Oh, $377. Oh, dear.
That's the stock number, Bud. Here's the price tag right here.
Oh, yes, so it is. Oh, I broke my glasses this afternoon.
Let's see, that's $68.50.
Well, isn't that rather expensive for that?
Oh, I don't know, Mary. These things come high, you know.
Well, do you have charge accounts here?
Charge accounts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you prefer to open an account?
Well, I think that's the best way to handle it.
Well, all right. It won't take a moment or two. And now let's see, charge account. We'll fill it right out and send it to the credit department immediately. Do you know our credit man, Mr. Murphy?
No.
Oh,
no, we don't.
Oh, you must meet him sometime. He's a caution. He's so witty.
Look, should we get on with this thing?
Oh, yes, of course. Let's see. Name?
Oliver Anderson.
Anderson.
Address?
545 Burton Avenue, Shady Rest Subdivision.
Yes, outside.
Do you own the property?
Well, partly.
Any other property, real or otherwise?
Well, I have a car. 1934.
A late 1934.
Where is this car kept?
In our garage.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been sued or appeared in a lawsuit?
Well, not on my side of the family.
Look, maybe we should have waited a day or two, Mary. We'll have the money then. Anyway, we've been here 3 hours already.
Well, that's perfectly all right, sir. Oh. I'm here to help. We'll sew this up if it takes all day.
Help, you see.
Now, how much insurance do you carry?
Well, there's 3,000 life, 4,000 fire.
1,000 accident, fire on the car.
Seems we've been here a long time.
Mm-hmm. It does seem long, doesn't it? Now, let's see, what school does your son attend?
School.
Lincoln Grade School.
Grade?
Fifth.
Yeah, we've done this once, Mr.
Oh, yes, I know, but I got a blot of ink on the papers, and I do so hate messy papers. Now, does the boy have any income other than stated?
Well, he has a few dollars in the bank.
Approximately how much?
Oh, I'd say about $30 offhand.
Thrifty little soul.
Look, what time does he close the store here?
Promptly at 5:30. Why?
Nothing. I just don't want to get locked up in the joint.
Oh, there we are. Now, if you'll sign right here. Don't blot it.
Don't
now.
Grab my arm. I can't write.
Oh, wait. I see Mr. Murphy, our credit man, going out. I'll catch him before he leaves.
Oliver, if we don't get this chaise long after this, I don't know what I'll do.
Well, you got it at last, eh? Oh, I told you to treat you right here.
Homer, what did you buy?
Oh, perfume. Just a few bottles. Marthy kind of likes it.
Oh, well, that was nice of you, Homer. So thoughtful.
Oh, you come out all right then, eh?
Oh, sure. Nothing to it, Homer.
Oh, folks, I'm terribly sorry.
Sorry?
Oh, no. Don't tell me our credit isn't good.
Oh, your credit is excellent.
Well.
But Mr. Murphy told me that chair has been sold.
Sold?
Oh.
And Mr. Murphy said it was the only one in town, and he could have sold 50 of them today.
But, Oliver, I must have a chaise long, and I must have it today.
Oh, wait a minute, Mary. I just thought of something. That ad in the paper. Never out of the creek.
But, Oliver, it's so late.
You call
now,
Junior and tell him we'll be late.
Oh, he'll be so sorry we couldn't get a chaise long.
Okay, just call him. We'll grab a bite to eat and go out to that address and pick it up.
Just sorry you didn't connect, folks. I guess I'll ride along home with you. If Martha can see me get out of your car, well, then she'll know I'm all right.
Well, I guess that's all we can do here.
Gosh, what's wrong with Mary?
Oh, nothing, Homer. I'm just so upset I could cry.
Now, Mary, don't give up.
Why don't you get the car? I'll call Junior and tell him we'll be late. He'll be so disappointed.
Well, don't give up. We still have another stop.
My, I hope they still have it.
All right, don't worry. How many people are looking for a chaise lounge?
Yeah, this looks like the place, Oliver.
Yeah.
Why, this is only 2 blocks from our house, Oliver.
Well, we won't have to carry it so far. You stay in the car, Mary.
All right.
Yes, what can I do for you?
That chaise lounge you had for sale.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm awfully sorry. It sold, my friend, a little while ago.
Sold?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little while ago, huh? Was that the one for $16.50?
That's right. Never out of the crate.
Hmm.
We didn't have any use for it. But when I got through with the negotiations, I only got $12.50 out of it. Well, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Boy, I hate this trip back to the car.
Oh, I've never felt so terrible in my life.
Now, look, Mary, take it easy. It wasn't my fault. No one could get something that's not for sale, could they?
It's not that. It's the humiliation, Oliver.
Yeah, honey, I know. I'll explain to Betty that we tried to get one.
You'll
but...
do no such thing, Oliver Anderson.
Oh, well.
Junior! Oh, Junior! Mother's home.
Not home, huh? Fine thing. And look here, Mary. A screwdriver on the Davenport.
Oh, so what?
He's been after his bank again. You know, Mary, we should look into the kind of friends he has. I can't believe he'd do a thing like that.
You mean he's opened his bank?
Looks like it.
I wonder if he ate his dinner.
You know, Mary, maybe I should speak to him.
Look, dinner's not even touched. Sounds like Junior now, dear.
I'll speak to him while the iron's hot. Junior?
Oh, hi, Pop. Gee, I thought you'd never get here.
Junior, your dinner. You didn't eat it.
I haven't had time, Mom.
And that screwdriver. Now, tell the truth, Junior. You've opened your bank again, haven't you?
Why, yes, I did.
Oh, Junior, why did you do it?
You see, Pop, what's a guy going to do?
It's not what you're going to do, son.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can take it back, I guess.
Take what back?
Well, Mom called me and started crying on the phone. Gosh, I guess I'm a softie, just like you, Pop.
I'm not a softie.
Well, sorry, Pop. Well, when Mom said she couldn't get the chaise longue, I felt kind of sorry for her, so helpless and everything. So I went to that house down the street and laid out $12.50 for the one on the want ad.
Huh?
You bought a chaise longue?
It's in the bedroom.
So you're the one he sold it to?
Yeah, but I made him take off $4. One of the legs was scratched.
Oh, I'm so happy I could just cry. I never thought
of it. Now, there you are. You know, Pop, this morning I said women were funny. This should make her happy, but what does she do? She breaks down and cries.
Yeah, Junior, my boy, when you're married and the head of the house like I am, you'll...
Look, Pop, let's not go into that routine again, huh?
The Anderson Family is written by Howard Swart, directed by Herb Litton, and features Dick Lane as Oliver, Louise Arthur as Mary, Walter Tetley as Junior, and Herbert Rawlinson as Homer. Others in the cast were Jacqueline DeWitt and Doug Young. Music by Gordon Kibbe, sound effects by Ray Erlenborn, and your announcer is Ken Peters. The Anderson Family is a Hollywood Broadcasters production, transcribed from Hollywood. Thank you.